Hi, if you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Hi, welcome to You and All of Your Parts. I'm Laura Lively. So a question came in from a subscriber. I love these. So thank you so much for sending these in. And you said you would love to see a positive post about protectors. And she said specifically how some her protectors show self-energy and qualities of self, which is a C word, the eight C words, even though some other areas of the system don't seem to have that. And could I talk a little bit about that? And so she was saying that she absolutely has people in her system who love to do advocacy work. And those parts show confidence and courage and clarity. And so she wanted to know if I would talk a little bit about that. And I said, absolutely, I would love to talk about that. So the question is kind of, you know, just to repeat it, is how can some of our parts have self-energy that's easy to see and some of our other parts don't? And are our parts, you know, can we talk about, you know, let me spend some time with parts that, you know, are, quote, positive. So I'm going to start with that bit of it first. Because most of my clients come to me about parts in their system that they find challenging, right? Like those parts either overeat, they overdrink, they yell at their coworkers or their husband. They feel like their significant other isn't paying attention to them enough. They cry at the drop of a hat and they wish they didn't and they don't want to do that, right? So they're not coming to me because they want to fix parts of themselves that they actually enjoy. And so, right, because there's nothing to fix, right? Like, so for example, you don't come to me because you want to talk about the part that, you know, gets you to work on time. You don't come to me with the part who likes to plan these elaborate birthdays for your family members. People don't come to me because there's a part that, you know, oh, I hate this part. It schedules a mani-pedi and a massage for me every 2 weeks, right? Like, so, what I want to say is that's all good, right? So we like those parts. And so people don't come to us for those. People don't come to me for those. And certainly I didn't go to my ISS practitioner for the parts that I actually enjoyed. And so there's a part of me that wants to say it's all parts, right? Like that they're all of our parts. So many of our parts are what I would consider to be positive parts, right? Like, but you're not going to come to somebody to talk about those parts. You like those parts. Those are the parts that get you dressed in the morning. Those are the parts that, you know, get food on the table for you. Those are all of our, what we call proactive managers. They're the ones that have us do things that make us look good in the general public. And so I would probably guess that the bulk of our parts aren't what I call positive parts, right? So they're parts, it's just a few here and there that get us in trouble. And so I don't really talk about them so much because I don't know, that's a good question. Because people are, I don't say they're not interested in them, but they're not causing them any issue. So it's kind of like it's always the challenging parts, like the squeaky wheel get the grease, right? Like, so it's the challenging parts that get a lot of airtime. So, you know, I would argue we all have so many positive parts. And maybe if I was going to give everybody some homework, I would say jot down 5 parts of yourself you really like, right? Like, I like the part that, you know, reminds me to pay my water bill. I like the part that gets me out of bed in the morning. I like the part that gets me dressed and hopefully reasonably looking decent enough that I can sit here and, you know, do this video for you. I like the part that has me eat the food that makes me healthy and that, you know, treats my body right. I like the part that loves to read novels and really looks forward to doing that in the evenings when I'm off work. So, you know, I would say, you know, what parts of yours do you like? What parts of you that help you with your day can you appreciate? And, you know, never a bad idea to send appreciation to your parts. So, all right, we'll kind of now switch over to the question of how can some parts have what feel like self qualities and other parts don't, right? So I want to just kind of go over what those self qualities are just for a moment. So, you know, we say that self-energy has 8 qualities of that all begin with a C, nice and mnemonic. They're calm. There's curiosity,
clarity, compassion, confidence, courage, creativity, and connectedness. Connectedness. Yes, I am reading those because I can remember 5 out of 8 at any given time, and it's not always the same 5. And, you know, something else I just want to mention is self-energy is not a destination, right? It's a continuum. On one side of the continuum, way over here, when I'm always in self-energy, that's transcendental. That's Buddha energy. That is Christ energy. I don't know about you. I don't live there. Sorry, I don't. Way over here, is when I'm completely hijacked with a part. And I am, you know, guy cuts me off in traffic. I am chasing that guy down. I am cussing like a sailor. I am honking. My husband's freaking out thinking I'm going to get shot. And he might be right. Okay, I'm completely hijacked. There is no self-energy. I have a part that likes to joke. Self has left the building. But, you know, it's a continuum. I don't get over here and live here, right? Because life. And I don't really want to because, you know, there's a quote. And I'm looked. So if somebody knows who actually said this, please let me know. Because I love this quote. And I don't know who to attribute it to. Self is the drop of the divine in all of us, and our parts are our humanity. Self is a drop of the divine in all of us, and our parts are our humanity. And so for me, recognizing that, you know, self is not a destination. I am never going to get there and live there because life happens, right? And so, but I don't want to live over here where I'm chasing people down and my husband thinks we're going to get shot. I want to live somewhere in the middle, right? And so, you know, that's what I'm after. How quickly when I do, because things will happen, like pandemic anyone, or somebody gets ill, or, you know, God forbid, dies. I'm going to be way over here, really blended with some parts. How quickly can I get back over to self-energy? How quickly can I recognize that I'm overly blended with a part? So that's my practice, is how quickly can I recognize that I am super blended? So let's talk about that a little bit. How can some parts have self-energy that's lacking in system? Or can they? Can some parts have self-energy and other parts be completely lacking of self-energy? And I would say yes. Yes, 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 100% yes. She was saying that, you know, the person that jotted me the email said in her advocacy work, she's found some parts that have courage and confidence and clarity, but other parts in her system don't have it. And to me, that makes complete sense. So I'm going to go deeper into the IFS theory here. So hang on to your hat. Parts have parts, and each part has their own access to self-energy. Now, when I first heard this, a part of me said, holy Hannah, I cannot keep track of all these cranky voices in your head right now. How on earth am I supposed to keep track of their parts and their parts and their parts? Like, you have exponentially increased the number of parts. That was when I heard it in my head. And so if you just thought something similar, I'd recommend taking deep breaths. I see you overwhelmed parts that wonders, how the heck are you supposed to be tracking all of those dang parts? I see you. Just breathe. It's okay. Just breathe. So I know in my own system, I have some very courageous and confident parts. They have a lot of self-energy. And then I have other parts that are scared and hiding. And I see them as kind of, they're different. They show up in different configurations in my system. They show up as different subsystems in my internal family. And so like the subscriber who recognizes that she has parts that do advocacy work, I have parts that love public speaking. Like, I love doing this stuff for you guys. They love it. This group of my parts, they love crafting the message that I'm going to give. They love actually doing the speaking. They love getting ready for the speaking. They are comfortable in front of a crowd or in front of a camera. They are so confident and they're, I hope, good at the job, right? Now, ask me to go to a cocktail party, okay? And there is an entirely different subsystem that shows up. These guys would rather have a root canal, anesthesia optional, all right? There is so little self-energy in that subsystem. Instead, there is a lot of fear. There is a lot of social anxiety. They would rather do almost anything than go to a cocktail party. Anything, anything, anything. And so my day job requires a bit of both, right? Like, I have to get up and speak in front of hundreds of people, And then in the evening, I go mingle at parties. And so that cocktail party subsystem needs something very different for me than the part that my public speaking subsystem needs. So, and I just want to point out, neither of these groups is wrong or bad for what they need, right? I have never done any formal IFS work with the cocktail party subsystem other than trying to like manage them through the situations and letting them know, you know, it's okay. You're not doing this by yourself. I'm here with you. You don't even have to do the cocktail party thing. I, with some self-energy, will take that on and go do it for us. But, you know, I would guess that deep down in there somewhere, there's something that probably needs to be healed. Otherwise, there would not be so much fear and dread involved whenever this comes up for me. So I'm just going to add it to my list of trailheads to explore when it comes up, you know, what comes up for me in social situations that scare my parts. So I hope this helps you understand that you do have positive parts, parts that you like, right? Probably that you don't even consider parts because they are not causing you any distress. They are, like I said, proactive parts. They're managers that help make sure that you function well in the world, make you put on a good face for everyone. And frankly, they help you get stuff done on your daily tasks. And because our parts have parts and access to their own self-energy, you may find that certain parts have more access to self-energy than other parts of you. And if there are parts of you that consistently get activated around a particular activity or a certain thing, notice that, like mine at cocktail parties, right? Then congratulations. I have, you know, you have just found a new trailhead that you can do some work with and hopefully help heal your part. So I hope that this has been helpful. Thank you for joining me today. Be sure to check out the description for links and some free resources. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session. See how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.